May God bless our meditation on his word for us today, that word that we heard in the Old Testament from Deuteronomy chapter 8, and also that word that we heard from the gospel in Luke chapter 17. As we gather together to thank God for all that he has given to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. At our house, Brianna and Maisie and Gabriel and I, we wake up every morning with a singular focus and a constant challenge. The challenge: do whatever it takes to keep the television remote out of Theo's hands. And I have to say, Theo wakes up every morning with a three-pronged focus of his own. One, find the television remote. Two, chew on the television remote. And then three, hide the television remote someplace that no one can ever find it again. And so each day we go to battle. It's four against one. And yet somehow the one usually wins. I don't know about you, but our lives at home sure seem plenty busy, even without counting the hours spent looking for hidden remotes. I imagine that you might think of your life in the same way. Kind of busy. We go along, don't we, in our lives, in a seamless transition from one day to the next, and sometimes rarely even stopping for a bite to eat, let alone for a moment of reflection. And so on we go. Meetings, school, homework, and housework, and yard work, and all the other kinds of work and events and stuff that just fill up our calendars. And the list seemingly goes on and on. And even when we get to the holidays, time when we look forward to rest and relaxation from our daily busyness, even then we quickly find ourselves with things that fill up our time. Because, of course, there's food to prepare, and there's people to visit with, and there's parties to attend, and there's trees to decorate, and a whole lot of opportunities to be together at church, too. There's just no end to it, is there? It seems to be that these things seek to carry us along in our lives. You know what we need? I know just the thing. But where is it? Where in the world? Aha! I found it! That's where he hid it. There we go. That's what we need, isn't it? You know, remotes can come in handy when you can find them, that is. I love using a remote at home to pause a live sporting event in the middle of the action. That's great, isn't it? So you don't miss anything when you return. But even greater than that, wouldn't it be great if we could also pause our busy lives too? You know, the lives of the 10 lepers that we heard in that reading from Luke 17, their lives were definitely a little crazy as well. The lepers' fortunes had changed dramatically, all from one amazing act of Jesus. 10 lepers, the doormat of the biblical society, inflicted and infected with a disease that made them even more than undesirable. It made them people who others would do anything they could just to avoid and stay away from. Well, one of those 10 men stood out from the rest, though. One lone foreigner, a Samaritan, stood out. And why did he stand out? Because he hit pause in his life. His life had just gone from pretty bad to incredibly great in a short period of time, just like his 9 buddies. But instead of being carried away entirely in his newfound health, instead of running off to get to all the things that he could now do as part of a society once more, instead, the Samaritan man hit pause. He returned to Jesus, the source of his good health. And the man gave thanks to God. How often do we forget to hit pause upon receiving blessings from God in our own life? If you're anything like me, the answer probably is far too often. In Luke 17, just one out of 10 men hit pause in order to thank Jesus for what he had done. And sadly, for us, there's probably many days that we fail to pause in our busy lives at a similar percentage, just one out of 10 times. 9 times out of 10 failing to give thanks to God for all that he has done for us. We do it, don't we? We get caught up in the busyness of our lives. We lose track of where all the blessings we have received actually have come from. You know, Moses talks about this way back in Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 8:17, which is just a few verses after our reading that we heard for this day. And there Moses writes to those who forget what the Lord has done. Those who, like the 9 lepers, didn't return to be healed, but rather just kept right on going in their lives. This is what Moses said. Beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. Can't we add to that, truly, to receive or get all that we have to? And so this Thanksgiving, isn't it fitting that we take a few moments together to hit pause, to reflect, to remember the Lord our God, and to give thanks to him for all that he has granted to us. You know, in our house, I'm not only glad that I can hit pause on live sporting events, I'm also glad that I can rewind things too. You know, sometimes you just need one more replay than the sports director is willing to give you. Sometimes you just need to make sure that you heard the question that the main character whispered in the movie you were watching. Sometimes you just need to go back and start the Bluey episode from the beginning because one kid wasn't ready. You know, in our house, the kids know what pause and play mean, but they will give you a blank stare if you say rewind. To them, it's called fast forward backwards. So how about we do that? How about we fast forward backwards ourselves tonight? And as we do, we reflect on the past, just as Moses called the people of Israel to reflect on their past lives in the book of Deuteronomy. Moses writes this to the people of Israel. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness. You see, the Lord had fed his people with manna. Their clothing, the Bible says, did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. God had taken care of them. He had provided for truly all of their needs. So what was Moses telling them? They needed to remember that. They were called to remember all of that. And we certainly are too. So what is it for you? When you rewind, what is it that you reflect on? Did God bless you with a family who loved you as you grew up? Did God provide for you during a difficult time in your life? Did he give you just what you needed even when you didn't know how you could ever make it? Did he give you just what you needed even when you didn't know what you needed yourself? Did he provide you with a home, education, employment? Was he there for you when no one else seemed to be? How has the Lord blessed you? The things that we each are reflecting on now are probably different for each of us. God has blessed us in different ways and at different times. But as God's people of faith, one thing is really the same for all of us, just as it was for God's people of faith back in Israel. As we rewind and reflect back on the past, we each can find reasons to give thanks. And you know, sometimes rewinding is the way that we can actually see all those things clearly. I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes it gets difficult to see all the blessings of God in the present, especially when times are tough. We get overwhelmed, don't we? All we can think about is our struggles, our needs, our sadness, and we can't clearly see God at work. But what happens when we zoom out, or when we rewind and look back? Things become a lot clearer, don't they? Because then we can see how God was at work, even when we couldn't see it or imagine it in the moment. We can see how God was blessing us in ways we didn't even recognize when they were happening. We can see how God was faithful to us, even during times of our life when we were not faithful to Him. So yes, it is fitting that we hit pause today and reflect. And it's fitting that we hit rewind and that we reflect on the past too. But let's try this remote out one more time. Let's hit it again. And let's hit the real fast forward button now. And let's get to Thanksgiving Day 2024. And then we'll hit pause there again. For as we reflect now in the present, aren't we led to see that there is a whole lot to be thankful for today as well? So what is it that you are reflecting on now? Is it that you are here with your church family, hearing God's word? That's a reason to give thanks. Is it that you are going to receive the Lord's Supper this night, offering you anew the forgiveness of all of your sins through the very body and blood of Jesus our Savior? That's a reason to give thanks. Maybe it's something outside of here. Do you have friends in your life? Do you have a roof over your head tonight as the rain falls down? Do you have clothes in your closet? Are you going to eat a Thanksgiving feast tomorrow? Are you going to take a nap after the meal? Are you going to get to eat a piece of pumpkin pie? It's true, isn't it? We each have so much to be thankful for in the present, too. Sometimes, though, it takes us hitting pause to realize it. Well, let's put this remote to use one more time then, and let's hit fast forward again. You know, that's one of the things that I appreciate most about pausing live sports. Because then when you come back to it, maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour later, you can go ahead and watch the game and you can fast forward through all of the commercials. You know, the people of Israel, they did this too. Well, okay. To be honest, the people of Israel didn't know anything about football or commercials or remote controls, but they did look ahead to the future nonetheless. That's what Moses called the people of God to do. Moses said these words in Deuteronomy 8, starting at verse 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Moses was talking about the promised land that the people of Israel had longed for throughout the 40 years of their wandering in the desert. Boy, that land must have sounded so good to them. What about us? As God's people in Christ, when we look toward the future, we too have a promised land waiting for us. And it's even better than the view from this open road. For because of the perfect life and the sacrificial death and the victorious resurrection of Jesus, each and every one of God's children has the promised land of God's new creation ahead of us. You know, based on our own sinful nature, we would be bound in the other direction, wouldn't we? We would be bound straight for hell. That's what we each deserve. But through the graciousness of God, he sent Jesus that we might be forgiven, even forgiven of all of those times, 9 out of 10 times or even more, that we fail to hit pause, or that we fail to give thanks for all that God has given to us. And forgiven by Jesus, we're given the promise that the best is still yet to come. For though the thought of tomorrow may make you anxious, Jesus is already there waiting for you. Though looking 10 years into the future may fill you with dread, Jesus is already there waiting for you. Though the thought of your own death someday may be an unsettling thing to consider, guess what? Even when that day comes, Jesus will be there to carry your soul to be with him. So we too can fast forward and look into the future. We can give thanks when we do. Thanks be to God. The best is always still yet to come for the Christian as we keep looking to Jesus, keep waiting for him to come again. You know, I'm glad that I found this remote today. The truth is, I probably will have to go looking for it again first thing tomorrow morning. But for today, it has helped us. It has helped us to hit pause, to reflect on all that God has done for us, and all that he has given to us, and all that he has yet promised is still ahead of us in Jesus our Savior. So, in the midst of your busy lives and your busy schedules, don't forget to hit pause and to reflect anew. And then, when you have, well, then there's only one thing left to do. Hit play and give thanks to God. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen.